This weekend's just been a whirlwind. Amen. It's been a busy weekend. And we thank the Lord that He gives us strength and encouragement and along the way, because He knows what we stand in need of each and every day. And it's good to have Billy back with us. We thank the Lord for him, and just continue to remember him in your prayers as well, that God would just continue to strengthen him and bring him along. In the book of Ephesians tonight, I won't be long, in the 6th chapter and the 18th verse. And I think sometimes when I say I won't be long, some of you get scared, because you know my past. But we'll try not to be long tonight. I know it's been a long week, and everybody's had a whirlwind from yesterday and today. And so in the book of Ephesians, in the 6th chapter, go with me, if you would, down to the 18th verse. Just this one verse tonight. He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let me read the next two. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And stop there with that 20th verse tonight. And like to take our thought from just one word in the 18th verse, when he's talking about perseverance. In the Greek, the word perseverance has three different meanings. It means to be intent upon your object, or to adhere firmly to, or to be close in pursuit of. And I believe that we as God's people ought to have some perseverance about us, that we are not just here for the short time, but we are here for the endurance of this race, for the endurance of our time. And yesterday, when I was thinking about these scriptures, I thought about many of us heard the story of the hare and the tortoise. I'll get it right. And from now on in this message, I'll refer to them as the rabbit and the turtle. All right? Because that's what we know them as. How that, and I may even mess that story up, because sometimes the kids growing up, and even with the grandkids, they'll hear a story that they'll tell one of them, and I'll say, I've never heard that. And Becky and the kids are just amazed that I never heard that. But I don't remember any of those childhood stories. I think I was born and went to work, and I've been there ever since. Maybe that's why. But we know that the rabbit took off running, and the turtle just making its time to go along. But the rabbit, during the journey, would often sit by the wayside and just laugh at the turtle as it was making its way. But we know in the end of that story, and excuse me if I've got it messed up, but at the end of that story, it was the turtle that won, because it had perseverance. It had the object in sight. That was the finish line, and it was in close pursuit of making sure that it crossed that line. Tonight, we need to have the same type of perseverance. I've seen so many people through the years that gave their heart to the Lord, and they was like that rabbit. They ran for the Lord for a period of time, and you thought, man, they're on fire. And then after a while, they disappeared. It didn't just vanish, but they started missing a service here and a service there, or a weekend here and a weekend there. And the next thing you know, They're nowhere to be found. I thank God for those that started the journey many years ago and are still on the journey. Because this is not just a one day, one month, one year, or maybe a 5-year or 10-year commitment, but it is a lifelong commitment that we worship the Lord in spirit and truth, and as He said here unto them, that we make prayer one for another and supplications that would go out, and that we are watching out for all the saints. We've got young people that need us to be watching and setting the example before them of what a true Christian is. It's not somebody that's in today and out tomorrow. And we've got folks tonight that's with us that many of us have looked to because they have shown us what perseverance is all about. We've seen them when things are good, and we've seen them when things were not so good, and they still held on to the Lord with all of their might and their strength. There's something to be said about folks that you can count on along this journey. As I look back over my spiritual growth, I see many folks that help me, encourage me to stay in and fight and keep the faith and persevere along the journey. I wish we had more people like that today, don't you? That they would not just be in today and then gone, or on a spiritual high one weekend and the rest of the time they're so low you can't hardly, they just aren't any much good for themselves or anybody else. You see, we need to be the same. Paul told Timothy to be instant in season and out of season. Endure the afflictions. He said, preach the gospel. He didn't say that you can bring it one weekend and then another service, you don't have to worry about it. But we're all here to lift up the name of Jesus Christ and to show that what God done for us, it wasn't just a partial job, but He did a complete job for us. And because He did so much for us, we want to try to praise Him and to thank Him each and every time that we can. He says in His word that if we truly have perseverance, that we are pursuing not just, we've already got salvation, we're not pursuing salvation, but as Paul likened life unto a race, that there's a finish line. And one day, as Brother Charlie did this past week, one day we're all going to cross our finish line. And I believe that the best thing that a born-again child of God can leave here is like Paul said, I fought a good fight, I've kept the faith, and henceforth there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me, but not just for me only, but for all those that love His appearance. Tonight we need to be like Paul and persevere. We've never been shipwrecked. We've never been bitten by a venomous snake. We've never been to the point to where we was stoned and left for dead. Never been to the point to where we was taken in bonds from one place to another. And Paul persevered even to the end. We have so many examples in his book of people that started their journey and they stayed focused and they stayed on track. Becky and probably Billy tonight can remember folks that we knew that announced their call to preach, and they was on fire. They was like that rabbit. They was running with all their might. They got ordained and then they just, they were gone. No longer preaching the gospel. No longer found in the house of God. And you may question, what happened? What happened is they lost their focus. They lost their desire. And the devil, through them, made a mockery of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the church. You see, I started out slow. How many of you started out slow for the Lord? I started out slow. I announced my call in 1979. You'd be 40 years this year. But I didn't get ordained until 1985. I started out slow. But I thank God, by His help, I am still persevering. I'm still in the fight. I'm still trying to tell people about Jesus Christ and about how that God can change our lives and make us better. Better people to be around and better people to try to lead our lost people unto Him before it's too late. I know looking over this audience that probably Cecil and Dottie have been on this journey longer than any of us. And I say that boastfully because they've stood for the Lord Sunday in, Sunday out, and even Wednesday night, they can be found in the house of the Lord. They are example setters for us today to persevere, because you might not get what you have need of in one service. Sometimes you've heard me say, sheep be still, so that the little lambs and the ewes can get their blessings. And sometimes the lambs and the ewes have to be still so that the sheep can get what they have need of. You see, this is not just something where God saves us and then that's the end of it. There's a whole journey ahead of us. Our whole life is ahead of us. And I don't know how many more years any of us has, but how many of you are like me that you made up your mind that you will be found worshiping the Lord no matter if the sun is shining or it's raining or it's snowing? No matter, Ray. Because it's not that we don't have a choice. We have a choice. God's given that to us. But it's not that we don't have a choice, but we are persevering because we know that there are rewards along the journey that God will give to us. And I know that I'm in a Baptist church, but how many of you during your Christian life have had rewards given to you from God? Amen? See, when I was growing up in the church, if you mentioned rewards, they would throw a preacher out. That's true. Because they didn't believe in rewards. But I say, look at our lives, how God has rewarded us so openly and given us things because that we, and you say, I'll put this in, then I'll move on. The more we do for God, the more God does for us. Amen? And you say, that means I have to work in order for God to bless me? Throughout this book, the Bible will tell you, he that don't work, don't eat. Amen? It's not a political statement. That's a godly statement. Tonight, this journey can get to be long. It can get to where you wonder sometimes when it's going to come to an end. But I know this, Brother Mark. I will stay with God until He calls my voice to leave this world. Because I know He is the best thing that has ever happened to this old boy. If we persevere, there's rewards along the journey. And God gives to us everything that we stand in need of. I was talking to a sister yesterday. And God gives us more than what we have need of. Amen. He gives us some of our wants along the way as well. He gives it to us because we persevere. We stay in there and we fight. I wish Christians today had the perseverance in the work for God like they do on their jobs. I said this many times, and Becky and probably Billy can attest to it, even going back when I was young and trying to preach the gospel, is that if we worked on our jobs like we work for God, we've been fired a long time ago. Amen. We have perseverance. We know what it takes to survive in this world. And we need to apply the same dedication unto God. As I preach this morning, the same focus unto God. And don't allow anything to take our eyes off what God has waiting for us. We need to persevere in seeking God's will in our life. Because as we go along life with the Lord, He changes sometimes what He expects of us. In fact, the Bible says that to he that knows a lot is required. Some of you say, I don't want to learn anymore. Right? I say, we ought to have a desire to learn more about God. Get in this book and persevere in it until you get the understanding that God wants you to have about His Word. Don't take Roger's word for it or anybody else that stands behind the pulpit. But let God teach you His Word. And most of my teaching came in a good old church where the Word was preached and God confirmed the Word with His Holy Spirit. We need to be determined in our perseverance that, devil, you may knock me around every once in a while, but you're not going to knock me off of the rock. I am rooted and grounded in Him, and I'm going to stay here until the Lord takes me home. And I believe that there is great reward for those that persevere. We've heard so many testimonies about people that have fought so hard and so long for the Lord that God has blessed so richly. Look around, even our congregation. The number of people that have exceeded the days that the writer said that man would have upon this earth. And you say, why would God give them so many more years? I believe it's because they have persevered. They have stayed focused and worked for the Lord. And how many of you like to get to be as to the age that these have attained? Amen? I look at Cecil and I say, he's my model. He's my inspiration. Still going strong. He reminds me of Caleb in the Bible. Because Caleb was 80 years old. And he looked at the enemy. And the younger man that was with him said, we can't do it. Caleb said, I'll fight him. That's the kind of perseverance that we need. And I could mention Eli and Jim and Billy, Ott. I could mention many in here, not just the men, but the women as well. But there's been times in our life where we ran like the rabbit when what we should have been doing was pacing ourselves. How many of you men and women today, you're slower than what you used to be? And sometimes I catch myself. When I was younger, it was go at it and get it done. And now I have to pace myself. Do a little bit here and do a little bit there. And get a break in between. And those breaks in between, Brother Ray, they seem to keep getting a little bit longer. In fact, Debbie and I was talking about that yesterday for a few minutes, and those breaks go, instead of being just a few minutes at a time, they go to being days, sometimes weeks and sometimes months. But I keep telling Becky that I still have it on the list. I'm still focused. And someday I'll get it done. But the most important thing in my life is this right here. And I want to run when the Lord says run, but I want to be persistent in my life for Him, and I want to persevere along this journey. And I encourage you that are younger, wait on the Lord and let God move you at His pace, and He will bring you along. He'll bring you along at His pace, and His pace can be determined by your commitment unto Him. Because the more you commit unto Him, the more He will give to you. I appreciate our young people on Thursday night, and I'm going to close. They get together with Jeff and Tara. I appreciate Jeff and Tara opening up their home and having those sessions on Thursday night. Because what that does, it shows to me that we have some people that want to learn more. They want to move along in their Christian walk. And I say this tonight, that we need some folks like that to move along. Some of our middle-aged people and some of our younger people. Because we got some voids in our church. We need some folks that are persevering and working for God, because and as some of our people are, one, being called out of this life, we need folks to step in and fill that void. And then the other is that I mentioned about Sarah going down to Tennessee and checking on our members that are way down there. We've got the need to replace some of these jobs in the church. And God will bring you along. But I say this in my closing tonight, don't get ahead of God. Don't get ahead. Because it might look good to everybody else, but God is the final judge. And I believe there's a lot of folks that try to do things within themselves instead of letting God use them for His work. I did not call myself to preach. God called me. I did not call myself to salvation. God called me. And when He calls us for salvation and according to His purpose. God's got a work for us. And we need to persevere in that work, day in and day out, that we might lead our lost people to Jesus Christ, and that we might grow individually. I made mention of these men, and I ought not forget my sisters tonight. Mary and Ruby have been instrumental in our life. They've persevered. And my other sisters over here, I call them my Baldwin sisters. Some of you that don't know who those were, see me after church. We'll take you back to a time when life was so much better. I remember watching the Waltons on TV and Becky and the kids making fun of me because I'd be there crying. Anybody else cry watching them? Back when our hearts were tender, some would say, or more tender than what they are today. And that's why I believe that God told us that in our youth, in our young time in our life, we ought to seek the Lord and persevere from that day forward. I think about some of your mothers, some of your fathers that persevered day after day, week after week. You know, there was a time when you'd go to church and you knew exactly who was going to be there. You knew that this one would not miss, they was found in church. You say, Roger, now you're telling us we should never, ever miss church. No, I'm telling us we need to be counted upon. We need to persevere. Because people are looking at your life and my life and seeing if we're in it for just a short race or are we in it for the full race. And Brother Jim, this message goes back to even what they said to you years ago when you got saved, that it wouldn't last 30 days. And look at him. All these years later, and he's still here, still working for the Lord. I encourage you tonight, stay strong in the Lord. And you know, when I say that, people say, well, that's a saying from the world. That was a saying from God before the world ever had it. Go back and read what God told Joshua. Be strong. Be strong tonight. Whatever conviction God puts in your heart, that's what you ought to pursue. Not because you want it, but because God wants you to have it. And no matter what it is, you do it to the best of your ability, and God will bless you in it. Amen? Amen, He'll bless you. Tonight we're going to close, but first, Sister June wanted to say something in her testimony for y'all this evening, and we'll give her that opportunity to do so. This woman is something else. I'll tell you, she's a worker. In church and for good Christian organizations, she's a worker. So you go right ahead and testify.